With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. On Capitol Hill, congressional leaders reaching a deal on top-line spending levels for the current fiscal year to avoid a partial government shutdown later this month. House Speaker Mike Johnson hailing the agreement as, quote, the most favorable budget deal Republicans have achieved in a decade. Drive-by shooting and clashes in a West Bank hotspot, leaving 7 Palestinians and 2 Israelis dead. Here's correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
A man driving a car with Israeli license plates was shot dead in the West Bank. The victim was later identified as a Palestinian resident of Jerusalem, and it's presumed the assailants mistook him for an Israeli because of his license plates. Palestinian militants have carried out scores of shooting attacks against Israelis in the West Bank over the years, and the military described the latest shooting as such an incident. The attack came hours after a violent confrontation elsewhere in the Israeli-occupied territory, which left 7 Palestinians and a member of Israel's paramilitary border police dead. Israeli security forces were on patrol to search for roadside bombs in Jenin. A bomb then exploded near a military vehicle, killing a policewoman and wounding 3 others. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNNews.com, a new governor in Louisiana.
Jeff Landry, a Republican endorsed by former President Trump and known for his conservative position on issues such as abortion, was sworn in this afternoon on the steps of the state capitol. The inauguration, originally scheduled for Monday, was pushed up a day early due to weather concerns. However, it's purely ceremonial, and Landry won't be officially taking office until tomorrow. Landry, who has served the state as the attorney general for 8 years, won the gubernatorial election in October, beating a crowded field of candidates and avoiding a runoff. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
And this is SRN News. Okay, have you made any New Year's resolutions?
According to a CBS YouGov poll, roughly 60% of Americans who are making resolutions say one of the things they want to do in 2024 is increase their engagement in religious activities of various sorts. Attending worship services and praying are the two most likely resolutions. However, the poll also reveals that people who want to go to church and pray more are mostly the folks who are already doing those things now. Only about one-third of Americans make any resolutions at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preparations underway for the annual March for Life in Washington. This year, the event taking place January 19th, beginning with a downtown rally, then marching to Capitol Hill. The march continues even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade because organizers want to influence the decisions being made about abortion. This is SRN News. An Iranian woman has received a severe flogging for defying the Islamic Republic's mandatory hijab law. Here's BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher.
The Kurdish-Iranian activist Roya Heshmati has published a vivid account of a sentence to 74 lashes meted out to her on Wednesday. She'd been arrested for posting a photo of herself without the hijab on a main street in Tehran. She says the room where she was flogged was like a medieval torture chamber. She says a headscarf was forcibly placed on her head and she was then beaten on her shoulder, her back, her buttocks and her legs. She says she chanted the main slogan of a mass movement against the hijab that convulsed Iran last year as she was being flogged. Woman, life, freedom. Many have hailed her online as a heroine.
And a second woman received a 2-year prison sentence. More details at srnnews.com.